from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've been teasing it all day. Finally, the time has come. Nobody has ever done this in the history of radio. It's never been done by anyone that might be associated with this show. What is it? Well, I'm glad you asked, my friends.
It's not.
Nell's Super Six Pack. Three, two, one.
That's right. The youngest in charge likes to think that he created the Super Six Pack, ranking his six top teams in the NFL. He alone has revolutionized. That is a topic. That is a theme. Little does he know that he stole that from me. Because for years, 20 plus years, I've been doing a Saturday six pack. And then last year, we switched it to a Sunday six pack because we didn't have Pete anymore. When Pete was doing the show, we did a Saturday six-pack, six games against the college football spread because Pete loved college football. So I was trying to do something kind of in conjunction with him. So Linnell stole the six-pack component from me, as he steals everything from me. Every show concept, show bit, whatever. So this is not Nell's Super Six-Pack. But, Maddie, what it is it's a 12-pack. Six NFL teams ranked 1 through 6 and six NFL games against the spread combined into one segment. I'm telling you, nobody's ever done this before. Here is the Roosters Super Six Pack. I'm just releasing it now. Hit the presses. Number one, not the team that won last night. Not the team that won the Super Bowl last February. But instead, the team that they beat by a whisker, by a hair. The San Francisco 49ers, they have Trent Williams back. They have Christian McCaffrey back. They have Brandon Ayuk back. They have large parts of their defense back. They have Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch for now. The San Francisco 49ers are my number one team in my Super Six Pack, 1 through 6. Number two, the Kansas City Chiefs, the defending Super Bowl champions, going for 3 in a row. We know that. Why did I put them at number two? Well, it's simple. It's my poll. Number one. Number two, I wasn't blown away like everyone else was with them last night. I think they've got some issues. Xavier Worthy was awesome. You know, but is Kelce going to be the same? Or is he too tay-tayed out? I don't know. Like, their offensive line was spotty at times last night. Mahomes was a little spotty. They dropped a couple of passes. Their defense on the back end, no Legarius Sneed, even though the kid playing for him had a nice pass knockdown. The Kansas City Chiefs, number two. Number three, the Miami Dolphins. Mike McDaniel, open up against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Dolphins are my pick to win the AFC this year. To beat the Kansas City Chiefs, I'll open them at number three in my exclusive, just released as of this moment, Rooster Super Six-Pack, which is going to turn into a 12-pack rankings. Number four, you will hear them on the Team 980 tonight. The Green Bay Packers, not the Philadelphia Eagles. 8:15, the kickoff from Brazil for every stupid reason known to mankind, and because Roger Goodell and the NFL are a bunch of greedy, egotistical maniacs. No reason to play this game in Brazil. Nobody cares. The Packers, number four. I had the Packers losing to the San Francisco, beating the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC Championship. You kind of notice a theme here a little bit. Number five, the team that lost last night, the Baltimore Ravens. I am very worried about their offensive line and more, but, and Lamar, as we've talked about, but they still have a championship pedigree, and I have to see them beat down a little bit more before I walk away from the Baltimore Ravens at number five. And number six, I had a choice between the Philadelphia Eagles, who play tonight here on the Team 980, or the Detroit Lions. And while I think the Eagles win the division, and while I think the Eagles don't fold like a cheap suit, I went with the Detroit Lions. Maybe it's a little boy wonder Ben-itis. I don't know. Everybody's healthy for the Lions. Their defense should be a little bit better. I'm going to go with the Lions in my Super Six-Pack rankings of the NFL teams. 49ers number one, Chiefs number two, Miami three, Packers four, Ravens five, Lions number six. Now, again, I told you, nobody's ever done a segment like this ever. So I'm going to run through this quickly because we have other things we've got to do. I got to save more time for it next week. But Matt, six games against the spread in the NFL. Not going to give you a lot of breakdown or anything like that. Game number one. Give me baby Kyler, Jonathan Gannon, and the feisty, plucky Arizona Cardinals, plus 6.5 in Buffalo. Not normally a spot that I would shy away from Buffalo, but they've got a ton of injuries, Arizona's defense, so on and so forth. I think Arizona keeps that close, if not wins outright. Game number two, next week's home opener opponent, the New York Giants, are 1.5-point dogs at home to the Minnesota Vikings. Both teams have questions at quarterback. Sam Darnold making his return to MetLife Stadium. Daniel Jones making his return. I think a little bit too much Malik Nabers. I got the Giants plus 1.5 over Minnesota for game two. Game three, this one might be the easiest one on the board. I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons, Kirk Cousins, all of their weapons, -3.5 against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who it looks like Justin Fields is going to start on Sunday. Game number four. I just mentioned them. They are team number three in my Super Six, my just released exclusive, first time ever done before rankings. The Miami Dolphins minus 3.5 over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Give me Miami and Mikey McDaniel minus the 3.5. Game number five. The other Harbaugh is back. No longer is he a cheating, stealing, rule-breaking, sinister god of college football. Now he's the Chargers head coach. It's Jim Harbaugh. Give me the Chargers at home, minus 3 over the Las Vegas Raiders. And game number six, we already gave it out to you. We're going to pick the Commanders game every week as part of our six-pack of picks, our Sunday six-pack rolled into one with our Super Six-pack, because we're the only ones that do this type of radio ever.
We need to come up with a better name for that.
You think so?
It's a little wordy.
It's okay. That's the point. It's basically to make fun of Linnell.
Yeah, but because he's such a brand manager, we need to brand it well.
Yeah. No, by butchering it, we're doing injustice. Game number six, Tampa Bay, give me them minus 3.5 over the Washington Commanders. Again, 24-20 is my prediction there. So Arizona plus the 6.5, Giants plus the 1.5, Atlanta minus 3.5, Miami minus 3.5, the Chargers minus 3 over the Raiders, and Tampa Bay minus 3.5.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.